很高兴我们能够聚集在一起。
Because Brother Ed and I will both speak and with both simultaneous translation.
Brother Ed 跟我都会在这里说话然后会有同步的翻译。
So, for the sake of saving time, we will not read the verses beforehand.
为了节省时间，我们就不读今天的经节。
We will get to the verses when we speak.
我们讲到经节的时候，我们再读经节。
So before our sharing, let's have some prayers.
在我们交通之前，我们先有点祷告。
I pray in English, and Timothy can pray in Chinese.
先有英文的祷告，然后我翻译。
Our dear Lord, how we thank you and praise you. We are here this morning. We thank you for your cleansing precious blood. And thank you for the water in your word that can wash us. And also we thank you for the anointing spirit. We pray your blood will cleanse every one of us. Your water will wash every one of us. And your spirit will anoint every one of us. Anoint your word and anoint everyone.We pray in your own precious name.
主啊，亲爱的主，我们感谢你，早晨我们能够聚集在一起。我们用你的宝血洁净我们，我们也用你的话中的水来洗涤我们。我们还有你的圣灵，主啊，我们把今天的聚会交给你。Amen.
Amen. We have been in the book of Ephesians since last December.
从去年十二月到现在，我们交通了以弗所书。
And we have been in Ephesians chapter 4 for the last 2 weeks.
在过去两个星期，我们交通到以弗所书第四章。
To most of the serious Bible readers, they all know that Ephesians is a book on the church.
对所有非常专非常小心读的，我们知道以弗所书是讲到召会。
And many have heard that the Ephesians can be divided into 2 parts.
很多听过以弗所书可以分成两个部分。
The first 3 chapters, Ephesians 1-3, these 3 chapters are on the truth concerning the church.
1-3章是讲到召会的真理。
And the last 3 chapters from 4-6 are for the practical applications.
4-6章是讲到实际的应用。
And I think it is really an opportune time that we are all together this morning. We are coming to Ephesians chapter 4.
我想今天是一个很好的机会，我们能够一同来到以弗所书第四章。
You know, today, all the saints usually regularly meet in Sheraton Flushing, and the saints who usually meet in Jamaica Estates Meeting Hall, we are coming together.
今天早晨我们平常在马拉圣喜来登聚会的华语圣徒可在 Jamaica, 在这里弟兄姊妹我们一同的聚集。
Because the Sheraton meeting in Flushing is usually in Chinese.
在法拉圣的聚会平常是用华语。
Most of the brothers and sisters meeting there, or many of them, are recent believers since 9/11.
在法拉盛聚集的华语圣徒是在2011年以来得救的。
2001年。And of course, the saints who meet here in Jamaica Meeting Hall are mostly English-speaking and older ones.
在这里会所聚集的多半是英语的和一些年长的。
So not only we need the translation, the simultaneous translation for all the saints.
所以我们需要这个同步的翻译。
And also, I thought that we should share something which is profitable to both new believers and those who have believed in the Lord for some time.
所以我们觉得需要交通一点，不但是对新蒙恩的，也对老蒙恩的有帮助的。
And so therefore I said it is quite opportune time that we come to Ephesians chapter 4.
所以我觉得这是很好的机会，我们一同来到以弗所书第四章。
Because in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 1, Paul said, I beseech you therefore, I the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called.
因为四章第一节讲到，所以我这在主里的囚犯劝你们，行事为人要与你们所蒙的呼召相配。
Now in the beginning of this section, which is going to talk about the practical applications in the church life,
在开始这里讲到，在这个实际的关于教会生活实际应用上。
Paul introduced himself as someone who is constrained.
保罗他介绍他自己是一个被困迫的人。
He was not just a prisoner of the Roman Empire.
他不只是一个在罗马帝国里的一个囚犯。
He said he is a prisoner in the Lord.
他说他是在主里的囚犯。
And I hope to convey this to you this morning. This to me is something almost personal.
我希望我能够传达我这个感觉，这个有点是个人的。
Paul exhorted the believers in the church in Ephesus. He was under the constraint of the Lord.
在保罗跟以弗所圣徒交通的时候，他是受到神的，是受到主的困迫。
You might say he was.He could not help himself because the vision that controlled him forced him to say what he is going to say.
他要讲的乃是他受他所看见异象的困迫。
And what he's going to say is to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called.
所以你讲到要与你们所蒙的呼召相配。
And if you read on, if you continue,
如果你继续读的话
He is going to talk about the calling again.
他会再提到呼召这件事。
In verse 4 he said, in verse 3 he said, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bound of peace. 第三节。
第三节讲以和平的连锁竭力保守那灵的一。
Verse 4, one body and one spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling.
第四节，一个身体和一位灵，正如你们蒙召也是在一个盼望中蒙召的。
He actually related this calling to the hope.
他把这呼召连于盼望。
To walk worthily of the calling with which you were called.
与你们所蒙呼召的盼望相配。
And this calling.It's a hope.
这个呼召是一个盼望。
In other words, this walking, this calling is not a wishful thinking.
所以这个呼召不是一个妄想。
It is attainable.
是一个可以达到的。
So what Paul is going to say about the second half of the book of Ephesians is something reachable and attainable.
所以保罗在以弗所书下半他要讲到的它是可以得到，可以达到。
Now, I want to share with you in this way because this touched me quite deeply.
我要跟弟兄姊妹交通，因为它深深地摸着我。
You know, recently, there is a term that's been used in the news media.
最近在新闻有一个词用到了。
And that term is pilgrim.
这个词是天路客。
Now, I'm not going to tell you in what particular incident. Many of you probably know what I'm referring to.
也许你们知道我讲的这件事情，但是我不会，我不提那件事情。
But because of this news item, I received several emails.
因为这个新闻，我就有人送我几个短信。
Actually, I received several emails from the Far East.
他们从远东送给我的。
And people got the translation of this news item.
有人就把那个新闻翻译了。
And they were touched by it. These are brothers and sisters in the Lord.
这些在主里的弟兄姊妹，他们也被这个新闻摸到。
They were touched by this word pilgrim.
他们摸到这个词天路客。
He said, "Is it not that we Christians all should be pilgrims?"
他们说。我们基督徒应该就是天路客。
Okay. So, I was thinking about this term.
所以我就想到这一个词。
Why it touched people?
为什么这个词摸到人？
And what does it apply to me?
啊，这个怎么用在我的身上？
You know, this term pilgrim, if you look up in the dictionary, you will find this term is listed next to this book called Pilgrim's Progress.
这一个词呢，它是连于有一本书叫做《天路历程》。
And I actually looked this up a little bit yesterday.
我昨天就查了一下。
This book, Pilgrim's Progress, was written by John Bunyan 330 years ago.
这本书是330年前由本人约翰写的。
So, I think most of the people, I mean, know among Christians, this is a Christian classic.
大家知道这是一本典基督徒的典经典之作。
So why is it a classic?
为什么它是经典之作呢？
Why people find they can identify with this book?
为什么他们能够认同这一本书？
Okay, so this caused me to think a lot about it.
所以这就叫我想的很多。
Because this has something to do with the word walk, you see, Christian walk.
因为这个天路历程跟我们的行事为人有关。
You see, when this book was written 330 years ago,
当这本书330年前写的时候，
there was no jet plane.
那时候还没有喷射机。
There were no high-speed railroad.
也没有这个子弹车。
Probably not even regular snail speed railroad.
也没有现在的这个火车，慢慢走。
Mostly, when that word was introduced, it was used to those who will walk.
那个时候，那本书写的时候，多半是跟我们走路的人有关。
Now, so why even Pilgrim's Progress still have some effect today?
为什么《天路历程》这本书到今天呢，还有它的效力？
I don't want to use this word pilgrim in a secular understanding.
我不愿意用这个词天路客呢，用在我们一般呢俗话里面。
Because many religions encourage people to make pilgrimage.
因为很多宗教团体啊，他们有所谓的朝圣。
But they make pilgrimage by jet planes.
他们朝圣啊，是坐喷射机去。
But when John Bunyan wrote Pilgrim's Progress, he was thinking about taking step by step.
当本人约翰写《天路历程》的时候，他是在讲基督徒的一个行程。
Don't worry, don't say, well, Brother James, where are you going?
你们不要担心，很像我现在讲不知道讲到哪里去了。
Okay, since my operation 7.5 months ago,
在我动了手术7.5个月之前，
I began to realize what it means to be a pedestrian or to be earthbound.
我开始明白啊，什么叫做着地的行人，或者我们呢是一个着地的。
You know, before I had this operation.
在我动这个手术之前
，Yes, I was a pedestrian.
我是一个行路人。
But I never realized what it really meant by earthbound.
但是我从来没有领会到什么叫做着地。
When you every step is a challenge.
当每一步呢，它对你都是一个挑战。
Whenever you have to watch where you're landing your feet,
你要小心每一步你怎么踏下去的时候。
That's earthbound.
那就是着地。
That's pedestrian.
那就是一个行人，行路的人。
Now you can probably understand when we started to get into the book of Ephesians how I started to use this term, the pedestrian view.
这样你或许可以了解为什么我们读到以佛所书的时候呢，我开始用这个行路人的眼光。
Because you know, in Ephesians, when Paul first introduced the truth concerning the church,
当以佛所书保罗开始讲到关于召会的真理
，the view he gave was heavenly.
他所给的是一个属天的眼光。
It was, as I put it, the skybox view.
我用了一个词叫做空中包厢的眼光。
I mean, that view is wonderful. It's wonderfully high.
那个眼光是非常的高超。
And you know, in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul talked about the heavenly blessings.
在以弗所书一章讲到神用诸天的福祝福了我们。
Not only he talks about the view concerning the church surpasses space, but also surpasses time.
他讲到这个召会是超越空间和时间。
You know, for those of us who are limited in time,And are earthbound, we need to have a heavenly view concerning the church.
当我们是受时间的限制，也受着这个属地的霸占的时候，我们需要一个属天的眼光。
This is important because we are still on the earth.
这很重要，因为我们还在地上。
We are on the earth.But we are not of this world.
我们是在地上，但是我们不属于这个世界。
You know, let me give you a little bit of my testimony.
让我给一点我的见证。
When I first had the operation,
当我开始动手术的时候
，the doctors of course are very encouraging.
这个医生呢，对我是很大的一个鼓励。
But he also want to encourage me that you know what I can look forward to.
他也告诉我，我有什么样的盼望。
And he told me the physical therapy is going to help me to become more, less dependent on others.
他告诉我，这个物理治疗啊，会叫我不那么靠别人。
And of course, but he never said you will always be much more earthbound than ever before.
但他从来没有提到啊，我会比从前呢、啊。更是有那种着地的情形。
But so I want to tell you why I was touched by this calling, the hope of our calling.
我要告诉你为什么很摸得这一点，就是我们有在盼望中蒙召。
And when right after the operation, I was still having the hope that I would become less earthbound.
在我动完手术之后啊，我还有这样的盼望，我不会啊这么。
Now I have reached the point that pretty much he sort of told me that I have reached that plateau.
这个医生告诉我，我现在恢复的情形啊，已经啊，到了一个停止的情形。
But I want to tell you, I did not accept such limitation with regret.
我没有说非常懊悔的接受这个事实。
That is because of this term pilgrim.
就是因为这个词天路客
okay. And it reminds me the pilgrim if I'm not thinking about the pilgrim's progress that John Bunyan wrote 330 years ago
我不是在想这本人约翰所写的关于天路历程
But I'm thinking about the walk that called into at present time
我乃是想到我所得到的呼召就是在目前。
So now the pilgrim actually is not a biblical term.
这个天路客呢，它不是一个物质的一个讲法。
But let me give you my understanding of this word, and then I will not mention it again in the rest of my sharing.
我告诉你啊，我对天路客的了解，然后我就不再提这天路客这三个字。
Now to me.A pilgrim means somebody who is a pedestrian but has a heavenly calling.
对我来讲啊，天路客呢是一个行路人，但是呢，他的眼光是属天的。
And because of this, I accept the limitation without regret.
因着这一个，我对于我所有的限制呢，我没有懊悔。
And I want to share with you.About not a pilgrim's progress, but about the Christian walk.
我就讲不是这个天路历程，乃是一个基督徒的行事为人。
That's a fairly long introduction, but I thought it was necessary for me to share this how I feel about this.
我这个开头话很长啊，但是我觉得有这个需要把我的感觉呢
Now, I feel, you know, dear brothers and sisters, whether we have believed in the Lord recently or we have believed in the Lord many years, we are all called to make this journey.
不管我们是刚得救或者得救了很久, 我们都蒙了呼召, 开始这一个行程。
We're all called to go toward this heavenly goal, this goal, this destination, but with our feet firmly on the ground.
我们都蒙这一个呼召, 走向这一个目标, 但是却是在地上。
And we are on this earth, but we are not of this world.
我们是在这个地上, 但是我们不属于这一个世界。
For us to experience that reality, we need to have the proper Christian walk.
要接受这一个实际, 我们就需要有一个非常实行的基督徒的行事为人。
Now let me first explain to you this word walk.
我先讲这个行事为人。
You know, this word walk, in the original is very meaningful.
在原文里面, 这个行事为人很有意义。
It has two parts.
这是有两个部分构成。
One part is the action of walking or treading.
一部分就讲到我们实际的行或者踏。
And the other part is the boundary or the realm.
另外一个部分就是你这个行的这个范围。
This walking involves both the action of walking as well as the realm in which you walk.
所以他讲到行事为人是不只是你这个讲到你的行，还讲到你行的那一个范畴。
And that has a lot to do with our experience.
这就跟我们的经历非常有关系。
You know, in the Old Testament, when God sent Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt,
当旧约提到摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
And God told Moses to bring them into Canaan, the land with milk and honey.
神吩咐摩西带以色列人到迦南美地牛奶与蜜之地。
We know that they wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
我们知道他们在旷野里漂流40年。
Eventually, they were entering into Canaan, the good land.
最后他们进入了美地。
We know it was Moses led them out of Egypt, but it was Joshua led them into Canaan.
是摩西带他们出埃及。 后来却是约书亚带他们进美地。
In Joshua chapter 1 verse 3,
在约书亚记第一章第三节,
God told Joshua,
神告诉,
to tell the children of Israel,
告诉以色列人,
He said, the land your soul touch, every inch of the land that your soul touch, I will give to you, which I promised through Moses.
就是你们脚掌所踏之地, 我借着摩西所应许你们的, 都要应验。
God first promised the children of Israel to have to enter into the good land.
神先是应许他们要进入美地。
But it was not until they get across the Jordan River, enter into the good land, and every inch, every step they take, that land become theirs.
但是一直到了他们过了约旦河，他们开始行路，他们脚掌所踏的每一步，那美地才是他们的。That
was the calling God gave to the children of Israel.
那是神对以色列人的呼召。And
Ephesians chapter 4 is a calling God gave to the New Testament believers.
以弗所书四章是神给新约圣徒的应许。We
need to walk within this boundary, then it will become real to us.
我们需要在这一个范畴的里面来行事为人，然后才会成为我们的。So
you see, it is important to be the pedestrian in the right realm.
所以我想大家注意到，我们呢必须是一个行路的人，但是需要在对的范畴里面。
If you fly through with the jet plane, you don't know what it is like to occupy that land.
如果你只是坐喷射机飞过去的话呢，你就不知道所谓的脚掌所踏之地。Every
step we take in the realm, in the right realm, will become ours.
我们所行的每一步 只要是在对的范围里面都是我们的。
Actually, this is what God has promised us.
这是神给我们的应许。
You see, in Ephesians chapter 1, Paul first reminded them in which realm they were walking.
以弗所书第一章，保罗提醒到他，对他们提醒，就是他们在什么样的范畴里面来行走。
Chapter 2, if we read the first six verses,
第二章，前面六节经节。
And you, though dead in your offenses and sins,
你们原是死在过犯并罪之中。
In which you once walked according to the age of this world, according to the ruler of the authority of the air, of the spirit, which is now operating in the sons of disobedience.
那是你们在其中行事为人，随着这世界的世代，顺着空中掌权者的首领，就是那现今在悖逆之子里面运行之灵的首领。
This is a realm before we believe in the Lord Jesus. This is a realm where we tread, where we have our movement.
这里所讲的是在我们得救之前，我们的行事为人那一个范围。
Because he said, among whom we also all conducted ourselves once in the lusts of our flesh, doing the desires of the flesh and of the thoughts, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
第三节，我们从众人从前也都在他们中间，在我们肉体的私欲里行事为人，行肉体和思念所抑郁的，生来就是可怒的儿女，和其余的人一样。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us.
然而神赋予怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
Even when we were dead in offenses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved.
竟然在我们因过犯死了的时候，便叫我们一同与基督活过来。你们得救是靠着恩典。
And raised us up together with him and seated us together with him in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们在基督耶稣里一同复活，一同坐在诸天界里。
You see, the Lord Jesus, when he saved us, not only he took us out of that realm, but he bring us to a higher view, seating us in the heavenlies to have this skybox view.
当主救我们的时候，他不但把我们从那个范围里面救出来，他还把我们带到一个属天的范畴里面，有属天的看见。
Verse 10,
第十节。
For we are His masterpiece.
第十节，我们原是神的杰作。
Created in Christ Jesus for good works.
在基督耶稣里，为神，为着神早先预备好。
Which God prepared beforehand in order that we would walk in them.
要我们行在其中的善良事工创造的。
You see, there are two walks, right?
所以有两种的行事为人。
Verse 2, the walk in verse 2 and 3 is in one realm.
第二节、第三节的行事为人是在一个范畴的里面。
And verse 10, there is another realm.
在第十节有另外一个范围。
But in this walk, now dear brothers and sisters, please notice, he said, we are his masterpiece created in Christ Jesus.
在这个范围里面，这里讲到在基督耶稣里，我们是为着神早先预备好，要我们行在其中事工创造的神的杰作。
For good works.
为着善良事工。
In which God prepared beforehand.
是为着神早先预备好。
In order that we would walk in them.
要我们行在其中。
In order for us to have the proper Christian walk in the right realm,
要有正确的行事为人在正确的范围里面。
God created this environment.
神创造了这一个范围。
Or God created this situation.
神造成了这个情形。
And we know this situation is what he taught later in verse 14.
这个情形就是在十四节、十五节所提到的。
For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of partition, the enmity.
因他自己是我们的和平，将两下做成一个，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，就是仇恨。
Abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments in ordinances, that he might create the two in himself into one new man, so.Making peace.
在他的肉体里废掉了那规条中诫命的律法，好把两下在他自己里面创造成一个新人， 成就了和平。
You see, here Paul not only first talk about the church is the masterpiece.
这里保罗不但是提到召会是神的杰作。
He's creating a new environment.
他也产生了一个新的范围。
创造了。And in order for us to be able to walk in the right environment, right realm,
叫我们能够行在这个正确的范围里面。
And this realm, Paul uses a new term which he has not used before until now.
这个范围，保罗用了一个新的名词，在他之前没有提到的。
And that term is new man.
这个词就是新人。
Now I think this morning, because of the time, I don't have time to explain too much about the matter of the new man.
今天早上因为时间的关系，我没有时间来详细的说明这新人。
But I just want you to see this, what I have mentioned, that we are all called. You know, the church is a called out ones.
我要大家知道，我们都是蒙召的。这个召会就是蒙召的会众。
Ecclesia means the called out ones.
召会这个词，它就是召出来的会众。
Called out from one realm into another realm.
从一个范围里面召出来，进到另外一个范围里面。
Called out from that pedestrian view to have that skybox view.
从那属地的眼光里面召出来，来有一个属天的空中包厢的眼光。
And this view including to see that the church is the new man.
这个眼光包括看见召会是一个新人。
This is a new creation.
这是一个新造。
You know, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, a very familiar verse.
在林后五章十七节，大家都很熟悉的经节。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造。
Old things have passed away. Behold, they have all become new.
旧事都过去了，看哪，都是新的。
Everyone who is a believer is a new creation.
每一个这个信主的新蒙恩的，他都是新造。
Because before anyone who is saved, he is in that old realm.
在一个人还没有得救之前，他在这个旧的范围里面。
In the realm of Adam.
在亚当那个范围里。
In the realm of the flesh.
在肉体的范围里。
You might say in the realm of darkness and death.
你也可以说他是在黑暗死亡的范围里。
But anyone who believes in the Lord Jesus,
但任何人相信了主耶稣
is called out of this realm,
就从这个范围里面召出来
a new realm,
进到一个新的范围里
realm of Christ,
是基督的范围。
Anyone is in Christ is a new creation, right?
任何在基督里的，他就是新造。
He is regenerated in the Spirit,
他在灵里得着重生。
He is in the realm of the Spirit.
他在灵的范围里。
It's in the realm of life and light.
他也在这个生命和光的范围里。
In other words, when anyone believes in the Lord Jesus, this one has the potential of living, walking, moving, have the being in this realm.
换句话说，一个蒙恩得救的人，他就有那个潜能，能够行事为人、生存、动作，在这个新的范围里。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, this is our calling and this is our destiny.
这就是我们的呼召，这也是我们的目标。
It is reachable and it is attainable.
这是可以达到的，也是可以我们可以到达的。
This is the hope of our calling.
这是我们的呼召的盼望。
So therefore, you know, you talk about how to keep the oneness of the Spirit. It is because we all share this common destiny.
我们讲要保守纳灵的一，因为我们都一同有份于这样的一个目标。
Okay, so I think I just want to leave this much with you to see what is the hope of our calling.
我就愿意把这样的话摆在你们这里面前，让你们看，让我们看见呐，我们蒙召的盼望是什么。
We are a new creation.
我们是一个新造。
We are called to have this hope.
我们也是蒙召有这样的盼望。
And we can walk in this.
我们也可以行在其中。
Now, I want to spend some time on the, on the portion we have this week.
我要交通一下我们今这个过去这一周的这经节。
Verse 17 of chapter 4.
第四章第十七节。
He said, this therefore I say and testify in the Lord.
所以我这样说且在主里见证。
That you no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk in the vanity of their mind.
你们行事为人，不要再像外邦人，在他们心思的虚妄里行事为人。
Now, of course, he said, "Therefore, I say, and testify in the Lord that you." He was referring to the believers, the saints.
这里保罗的话是我这样说，写在主里见证你们。所以他是对圣徒们讲。
No longer walk as the Gentiles also walk in the vanity of their mind.
不要再像外邦人在他们心思的虚妄里行事为人。
In other words, there is a possibility you still walk in that realm.
所以换句话说，可能我们还有可能会在那一个范围里行事为人。
Now, for the unbelievers, they have no possibility to walk in the right realm.
对一个不信的人，他没有可能。来在正确的范围里行事为人。
Because they have not been regenerated, they are not in Christ, they are not regenerated in the Spirit, so they cannot get into the realm of the Spirit.
因为他们没有重生，不在基督里，也不在灵里，所以他们没有办法在那个范围里。
But for believers, we were in that realm, that old realm of Adam, of flesh, but now we have another choice to be in the realm of the Spirit.And realm of life and light.
我们过去在亚当里，在肉体里，但是我们今天呢，能够在基督里，在灵里。
So Paul mentioned to them, said, "I, therefore, I say and testify in the Lord that you no longer walk as the Gentiles who also walk in the vanity of their mind."
所以保罗说，所以我这样说，写在主里见证。你们行事为人，不要再像外邦人在他们心思的虚妄里行事为人。
Verse 18 and 19, being darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance which is in them, because of the hardness of their heart.
18节、19节讲到，他们在悟性上既然昏暗，就因着那在他们里面的无知，因着他们心里的刚硬，与神的生命隔绝了。
This is altogether in the realm of the mind, the realm of the soul.
就是在心思里的行事为人，在魂里的行事为人。
Unrenewed mind，
没有更新的心思。
There is a darkness, there is a hardness, there is a lack of understanding.
有黑暗，有无知，有刚硬。
Verse 20, but you did not so learn Christ.
二十节，但你们并不是这样学了基督。
You see, when we are saved, when we are regenerated, when we are born again, we are in Christ.
当我们得救了，我们重生了，我们在基督里，我们是在基督里。
We have the potential, and it is our destiny that we should walk in the right realm.
我们有可能，我们有能力在正确的范围里行事为人。
He said, "If indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him as the reality is in Jesus."
二十一节，如果你们真是听过他，并在他里面照着那在耶稣身上是实际者受过教导。
That you put off as regards your former manner of life, the old man, which has been corrupted according to the lusts of the deceit.
在从前的生活样式上脱去了旧人，这旧人是照着那迷惑的情欲败坏的。
And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
而在你们心思的灵里得以更新。
And put on the new man, which was created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality.
并且穿上了新人，这新人是照着神在那实际的义和圣中所创造的。
Now please notice the word created again in verse 24.
请大家注意，在二十四节这里讲到创造的。
Now let me share with you a little bit what came out of the fellowship of the saints on this weekend.
我就跟大家交通一下星期五晚上圣徒们的交通。
On Friday night, I said something about this matter of putting off and the putting on.
在星期五晚上，我提到了关于脱去和穿上。
You know, Paul uses a very interesting expression here, putting off the old man and putting on the new man.
保罗用很有兴趣的讲法，他说我们是脱下旧人，穿上新人。
And this is also mentioned in Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11, which we had this week.
这个在哥罗西书三章十节、十一节也提到。
And particularly, okay, particularly on Monday, we have, last week, we have Galatians 2:20.
特别是上星期我们有加拉太书二章二十节。
Okay, Galatians 2:20 is a very familiar verse.
加拉太书二章二十节是非常熟悉的经节。
And many saints know how to recite it. But it's very afraid. I mean, people are very much afraid. People ask them this, about this verse.
但是这些经节啊, 大家会背, 但是大家很怕别人问你。
If somebody asks you, is this real with you?
如果有人问你啊, 这个对你是不是真实呢?
So I was thinking about it Monday when I had this verse, you know, on the morning watch. So I was thinking, you know, the brothers chose this verse, it's wonderful, but I wonder how the saints would take it.
我就想到这个弟兄们呢, 能选这个经节, 摆在这个成年经节里面很好。 但是又不知道大家读到的时候呢是什么样的反应。
Okay, so let me tell you why I actually mentioned this on Friday night. I said, actually, this is putting off the old man and putting on the new man. As the saints, I said, is it easy?
我就问弟兄姊妹，这个脱去旧人，穿上新人，容不容易？
And I said to them this way. I said, it's very easy. But it's not so clear to see.
我说这个很容易，但是啊，你不大容易看清楚。
And so somebody actually got up and shared something, said, no, that's very difficult, take off, put off, put in. And then tried to explain to me yesterday, no, I'm not trying to disagree with you. I said, yeah, I realize that.
有人说这个脱去旧人穿上新人不容易啊。 那后来这个圣徒就跟我讲，我不是要故意跟你有不同的讲法。
And no, you know, it is actually very helpful to me because I realized when I said that, I really didn't make myself very clear. Okay.
我就想到，其实我讲那个话，就是容不容易脱去旧人穿上新人，我们那个话没有讲清楚。
So let me just spend a few minutes on these three verses. I'll leave time enough time for Brother Ed.
花几分钟讲一下这三节经节，然后我们请Brother Ed继续交通。
Verse 22 ends, that you put off as regards your former manner of life, the old man, which has been corrupted according to the lust of the deceit.
22节讲到在从前的生活样式上脱去了旧人, 这旧人是照着那迷惑的情欲败坏的。
And that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
而在你们心思的灵里得以更新。
And put on the new man, which has created according to God in righteousness and holiness of the reality.
并且穿上了新人，这新人是照着神在那实际的义和圣中所创造的。
You see, because we live on this earth,
因为我们活在这地上,
you know, our Christian experience is not easy.
我们基督徒的经历不是那么容易。
Therefore, we thought, okay, it's easy to think these three verses are consecutive.
所以我们读的时候呢，很容易把这三节经节二二三二四呢，他觉得它是一连是连贯的。
You first have the experience of verse 22.
你先有22节的经历。
Then you have the verse of 23.
然后你有23节的经历。
And then you have the experience of verse 24.
然后你有24节的经历。
Do you follow my point?
你们是不是知道我现在所讲的？
So first you have to put off your old man.
所以你先是脱去旧人。
And particularly it says, as regards your former manner of life.
特别是讲到在从前的生活样式上,
that's personal and individual.
这是个人的，是你自己的。
Right? And which is being corrupted according to the lust of the deceit.
这旧人是照着那迷惑的情欲败坏的。
So we first have to take off, put off.
所以我们第一就需要脱去。
Then we renewed in the spirit of our mind.
然后我们在灵里，心思的灵里得以更新。
Then we are ready and qualified to put on.
然后我们就预备好了，也够资格了，来穿上新人。
Now I'm not going to ask you how many have such experience.
我不问谁有多少圣徒们有这样的经历。
It's very difficult.
非常不容易的，困难的。
You see, I want to emphasize this point about we were created in Christ Jesus.
我要加强这个在基督耶稣在基督里创造的。
Because as unbeliever, we do not have the ability to live, to walk in the right realm.
这个不信的人，他没有这个能力，在这个对的范围里面行事为人。
But once we believe in the Lord Jesus, we are a new creation in Christ.
一旦我们相信了主耶稣，我们就是在基督里的新造。
It is natural. It is spontaneous to walk in this right realm.
这是非常自然的，自由的。
And let me tell you this, dear brothers and sisters, these two realms are mutually exclusive.
这两个范围啊，它是不彼此不相容的。
No overlap.
它没有重叠的地方。
You are either in one or the other.
你或许在这一个范围，或许在这一个范围。
There's no buffer zone in between.
没有一个缓冲的地方。
There's no demilitarized zone.
没有这个。停战线
You are either in one or the other.
你或许在这一边或者在那一边
If you are out of the one, simultaneously, concurrently, you are in the other.
你只要出了一个范围，同时啊，就在这个时候，你就在另外一个范围里面。
Do you see what I'm trying to tell you?
Yes. 你听清楚我要告诉你们的。
Okay. So don't say, well, I'm trying to get out so that I can get into. No, actually, once you are out, you are in.
不要说我很努力啊，想要出来，然后要很努力的想进去。
So,
你出来的时候已经进去了。
As long as you are in this realm, you are old.
只要你在这个范围里，你就在旧的。
Don't say I'm trying to get renewed so I can get into the other realm.
不要说我现在要更新，我好进入这个新的范围。
The way to get out, to be renewed is get out of the old.
要进到新的，就是你只要出去旧的。
Do you understand? Do you see a little bit of what I'm trying to say to you?
你有没有看见我要跟你们讲的？
Now I tell you, dear brothers and sisters, I can tell you this is really the secret of my not being accepting the limitation with regret. I do not have regret.
我为什么这个接受这个着地的这个情形？却没有任何后悔的秘诀。
I believe this is a tremendous privilege for me to realize how that we can be earthbound and yet we have the heavenly view.
这是奇妙的，我能够有这样的领悟。我们能够啊，是做一个着地的人，却不在这个着地的范围里面。
If you have this realization, you will not complain about your environment and your situation.
如果你有这个认识，你有这个了解，你就不会抱怨你所在的环境。
You will not say, well, how can I not to be in the realm of the flesh, and how can I get into the realm of the spirit?
你就不想我怎么能够脱离这个肉体。怎么能够进到灵里？
It is this view and this realization get us put off the old man.
是你有这样的看见，所以我们脱去旧人，穿上新人。
Then you get renewed in the spirit of your mind.
而你在新世的灵里得以更新。
And then you get into the new man.
然后你就在新人里。
You know, the new man sounds like the new man, well, it's a church, isn't it that?
新人就是教会，对不对？
But let me tell you this, it always starts with our personal experience. We realize, you know, we are sort of in this wrong realm.
这总是在我们以个人的经历开始，就是我们常常会觉察到我们在错误的范围里。
But I realize, dear brothers and sisters, we all need to be with others. We can never live a personal, individual, personal Christian life.
但是我们都需要了解，我们永远不可能过一个单独的个人的只是自己的基督徒生活
when we, are with others, when we are with others particularly the new believers when you are with others then you realize how often you are not in the right realm
当你跟别人在一起你才会发现你是在常常不在那个对的范围里面
and you are not trying to complain well, he's not, she's not in the right realm
你就不会抱怨别人啊，别人这个人不在这个对的范围里
we needTo be with each other, so that we see that we, by getting out of our the realm, old the wrong realm, we put off the old man and we put on the new man.
我们需要跟别人在一起，有这样的领悟。我们啊，脱去旧人，也穿上新人，在正确的范围里。
You know, dear brothers and sisters, if we're all like this, that's the normal church life.
如果我们都是这样的话，我们就是在正常的教会生活里。
That's the church. That's church is the new man.
这样的教会就是新人。
So if you want to see what is a church is the new man, let's get into the right realm.
所以你要知道教会是新人的话呢，我们都需要进入正确的范围。
Let me end with this in Galatians chapter 5.
在加拉太书第五章将结束。
Talks about the works of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit.
那你讲到肉体的 工作和这个灵的果子。
You know, we usually think the fruit of the Spirit takes a long time, right?
我们可能以为啊，这个圣灵的果子呢，需要花很多的时间才结得出来。
That's why we always think things are consecutive.
所以我们因为我们总是想啊，它是一个步骤接一个步骤。
We don't think too much about the concurrent.
我们常常没有这个观念，就是同时发生。
We think that we first have to not to have the work of the flesh, then gradually in time we will have some fruit of the spirit.
我们以为我们常常想，我们不应该有肉体的这个工作。然后慢慢慢慢我们才能够结出圣灵的果子。
But actually no, both the work of the flesh and the fruit of the spirit is just a manifestation in which realm you are in.
事实上这个肉体的行为和那灵的果子它是一个彰显你在哪个范围里面。
When you get out of the wrong realm, getting to the right realm, the hatred, the jealousy, all those things just disappeared.
当你离开那个错的范围里面，进到这个正确的范围里面，那些嫉妒啊、苦毒啊就没有了。
And the love, the peace, and the joy, and just coming spontaneously.
那个爱、喜乐、和平、圣灵的果子，那年果子就自然的活出来了。
This is our calling, dear brothers and sisters.
这是我们的呼召。
We are called on the earth, but not of the world.
我们蒙召在地上，但是不属于这世界。
We are still earthbound,
我们还是啊,
but we have a heavenly calling.
我们还是着地的，但是我们却有属天的呼召。
God has created us as a new creation and put us in the new man.
神创造我们是他的新造，活在新人里。
So that he can have his purpose accomplished, he will have his corporate expression.
叫他的旨意能够得到成全。他有一个团体的彰显。
May the Lord be gracious to us, and Brother Ed will continue to share. I hope.
愿主恩待我们，我们 Brother Ed 弟兄会继续交通。
你要不要替他翻开上去？
We're switching. Okay.Don't worry, I won't speak long.
不用紧张，我不会说太久。
And what I will speak is the same.
我要说的是同样的事。
Maybe from a different aspect.
也许从另一方面来讲。
But it is the same.
但是是同样的事。
The Christian walk.
也就是我们基督徒的行事为人。
How important it is to be in the right realm.
我们何等重要，需要活在正确的范畴里。
In the heavenly realm.
在这属天的范畴里。
But we can also realize.
但是我们也需要知道。
That heavenly realm is in us.
这个属天的范畴其实就在我们里面。
Because the Lord Jesus is in our spirit.
因为主耶稣是活在我们灵里。
If we're in our spirit,
我们若是在灵里,
we not only have the heavenly view,
我们不仅有属天的眼光,
heaven is in us.
天就在我们里面。
What is the...You might say the beginning of this matter of the new man.
这新人的开始是在哪里?
In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 16.
在以弗所书二章十六节。
We find out that... Now, what happened? I have the wrong verse.
15. 15.
about the heart. I'm sorry. Chapter 3, verse 16.
对不起，是三章十六节。
You can tell I'm getting old.
我年纪有点大了。Chapter
3, verse 16.
Chapter 3, verse 17. Sorry. 还有十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 17 tells us that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be, that Christ may make his home in your hearts through faith.
16节说, 愿他照着他荣耀的丰富, 借着他的灵, 用大能使你们得以加强到里面的人里, 使基督借着信安家在你们心里。
Not that Christ would visit.
基督不是光要来访问你而已。
But Christ is in our spirit to take over our heart. For the new ones, our heart is composed of the key portion of our spirit, the conscience.
对新人，新门的弟兄姊妹，我们的心是包括我们灵里的良心。
Plus our soul, which is composed of the mind, emotion, and will.
加上我们魂的各部分，也就是心思、情感和意志。
We need to realize, like Brother James said, you're either in one realm or in the other realm.
我们需要知道，像朱弟兄刚刚所说的，我们要不就在一个范围，要不就在另一个范围。
To me, a good example of this is what you have in your boiler.
我觉得这个跟我们这个热水器，这个比喻很相似。
In your boiler, you have something called a shut-off valve.
在热水器里有一个关闭的这个开关。
If the boiler malfunctions for any reason,
如果热水器是故障的话,
the shut-off valve will turn off the boiler.
那个阀门就自动会把它关掉。
When we turn to our spirit, when we exercise our spirit,
当我们转到灵里, 当我们操练我们的灵,
automatically the flesh is turned off.
自动的我们的肉体就被关掉了。
So our job is really with Ephesians 3:17.
所以我们要做的就像以弗所书3章17节说的。
I don't know if you remember the three circles.
我不知道你记不记得那三个圆圈。
Our dear beloved precious Lord Jesus is a prisoner in our spirit.
我们可爱的主耶稣基督常常在我们的灵里坐监。
He wants to spread into our heart. Once he spreads into our heart, there's no way we will be in our flesh. Not only that,
but
the key part of our soul is our mind.
我们魂里关键的部位是我们的心思。
And when the Lord Jesus takes over our mind, it is renewed.
当主耶稣占有我们的心思，我们的心思就得更新。
And therefore, we are in the new man.
所以我们就在新人里。
Another way to look at this is we need to grow.
那另一方面来看, 我们都需要生命的长大。
How do we grow?
我们怎么长大呢?
In Ephesians 4:14,
在以弗所书4章14节,
it says that we may be no longer little children.
使我们不再做小孩子。
What's the story with the little children?
小孩子是什么的情形?
tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching.
为波浪飘来飘去，并为一切教训之风所摇荡。
This teaching actually is doctrine.
这个教训呢，就是一些教道理。
Not reality.
而不是实际。
We need to leave aside the doctrines.
我们需要把这个教训摆在一边。
Yes, we need to know the Bible.
没有错，我们需要认识圣经。
Yes, we need to learn the Bible.
我们也需要学习圣经。
But we need to apply the doctrines in our daily living.
但是我们要在日常生活里来应用这些教训。
How do we do that?
我们怎么做呢？
How can we grow by the Bible?
我们如何借着圣经来有生命的长大呢？
By being nourished by the Bible.
我们需要被圣经的话来滋养。
Just like a young person grows by eating.
就像一个小孩子，他是借着吃而长大。
We grow by eating the Bible.
我们长大是借着用灵来吃圣经。
Not by learning the doctrines.
不光是学这个道理而已。
Then, not only that, in verse, beyond that, in verse, in now in chapter 4, verse 17.
不仅如此，在以弗所书四章十七节。
This therefore I say and testify in the Lord, you no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk in the vanity of their mind.
所以我这样说，且在主里见证，你们行事为人，不要再像外邦人，在他们心思的虚妄里行事为人。
We're so used to be in our mind.
我们很习惯的在心思里。
But the problem is, when we're in our mind, we're on automatic pilot.
那当我们在心思里，我们就很容易。
But we need to turn to our spirit.
但是我们需要转到灵里。
And then, of course, we will learn Christ in verse 20.
在二十节，我们也要学基督。
Indeed, we will have heard of him, we would have been taught of him as the reality is in Jesus, in verse 21.
在二十一节，如果你们真是听过他，并在他里面照着那在耶稣身上是实际者受过教导。
What is this reality that's in Jesus?
这个在耶稣里的身上的实际是什么？
The Lord Jesus living in the Gospels.
主耶稣在福音书里他过的那个生活。
For our salvation, we only need one gospel.
为着我们的救恩，我们只需要一个福音。
But for us to learn Christ from the living of our Lord Jesus, we need all four gospels.
但是我们若要学基督，要有耶稣身上的实际，我们需要有四本的福音书。
But now,I'd like to have a word for the new ones.
我现在特别要对新蒙的弟兄姊妹说一些话。
How do we apply all this?
我们怎么来应用这些话呢？
You know, when God created man,
当神造人的时候，
God put man in the Garden of Eden.
神把人摆在伊甸园里。
In Genesis chapter 2, verse 9, it tells us there were two trees in the middle of the garden.
在创世纪二章九节那里告诉我们，在园中有两棵树。
One tree was complicated.
有一棵树很复杂。
The tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
分别善恶的树。
And the other tree, the tree of life.
另一棵树是生命树。
You know what?
你知道吗？
Today, we do have these two trees.
今天我们有这两棵树。
God told Adam in verses 16 and 17 that he could eat of every tree in the garden.
神对亚当说，园中的树他都可以吃。
But not to eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
但是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃。
You might say, so what?
你说这个到底在讲什么？
We are making decisions all the time.
我们常常做选择，我们一直在做选择。
How do we make those decisions?
我们怎么样来做选择呢？
Do we make them by what is good or evil?
我们是不是照着善，照着恶来做选择呢？
What is right?
什么对？
What according to what people will say,
人家会怎么讲？
Or do we make our decisions according to the man in our spirit?
我们是借着活在我们灵里那个人来做选择。
These days, I'm learning to be a young man again.
这些日子我在学习像一个年轻人一样。
When I have to make a decision,
当我要做选择的时候，
In my mind, I know what I should do.
在心思里我知道我该做什么。
But I say, Lord, what about it?
但是我会问主，你觉得怎么样？
Lord, how do you feel about this?
主啊，你对这个事的感觉如何？
And because the Lord is in our spirit,
因为主是活在我们灵里，
He will give us a sense.
他会给你一个感觉。
That's called the sense of life.
那个感觉叫做生命的感觉。
The sense of the divine life.
神圣生命的感觉。
If we feel happy and comfortable,
如果我们觉得喜乐、平安、
strengthened and encouraged,
受到加强，而且是受到鼓励。
We know the Lord is telling us, go ahead.
我们就知道主在告诉我们，你可以这样做。
But if we feel, maybe not.
但是你若感觉不太妥当。
And somehow without knowing why you feel uncomfortable.
你也讲不出来，觉得说不太舒服。
You don't feel comfortable anymore.
你觉得不太平安。
That is the Lord telling you, don't do it.
那就是主告诉你不要做。
This is the best way to put on the new man.
这是穿上新人最好的路。
This is practical.
这是很实际的。
This is something we can do all the time.
这是我们随时随地都可以做的。
So remember,
所以请你记得,
when you're going to make a decision,
当你要做选择的时候,
how or by what do you make that decision?
你要怎么来选?
This is the heavenly view.
这是我们属天的眼光。
The heavenly view that we can see, the heavenly view that we can live by.
这属天的眼光让我们能看见，也让我们能借此而生活。
This is the heavenly realm.
这就是一个属天的范畴。
So, what are we going to do about it?
所以我们该怎么做呢？
Are we going to put off the old man?
我们是要脱去旧人。
And actually, when it says put off the old man,
事实上当他说脱去旧人的时候，
it tells us to put it off with our manner of life.
他说要脱去我们虚妄的为人
生
活。 In verse 22, 在22节，
put off the old man which has been corrupted according that you put off as regards your former manner of life.
在从前的生活样式上脱去了旧人。
Which is the former manner of life?
什么是从前的生活样式?
The life with the automatic pilot.
就是你习惯的在自己里就去做的事。
The life in the vanity of our minds.
照着你虚妄的心思而有的生活。
But when we put on the new man,
但是当我们穿上新人的时候,
that is the life in our spirit.
那个就是在我们灵里的一个新生命。
But you know, the problem is, when we're in our flesh, we don't need to do anything.
当我们在肉体的时候, 我们好像什么都不用做。
But for us to be in spirit, we need to exercise.
但是我们若是要在灵里, 我们需要操练。
So, we don't like to exercise.
我们不喜欢操练。
That's our problem.
这是我们的麻烦。
It's time to pray. Oh, how about doing something else?
该祷告了，我想还去做别的事。
It's time to make a decision. Do we call on the Lord? Or, well, no, we don't need to.
该做选择了，我们应该要呼求主名，但是我们觉得不需要吧。
So, may we learn the lesson.
愿意我们都学习这样的功课。
To let the Lord Jesus expand into our heart.
让主能够扩展到我们的心里。
And forget about the vanity of our mind.
忘了你那虚妄的心思。
You know, last night, in the Spanish-speaking meeting,
昨天晚上在西班牙语的聚会里,
we were reviewing the messages on the training,
我们在复习训练的信息,
on the last training on Daniel and Zechariah,
在过去这个但以理书和撒加利亚书的训练的信息,
and the subject was being an overcomer.
主题是要做得胜者,
being ready when the Lord comes.
当主再来的时候, 我们要预备好。
This is the way to be ready.
我们要预备好。
For when the Lord comes.
当主来的时候,
what is an overcomer?
什么是做得胜者呢?
You may say an overcomer is one who overcomes whatever his situation is.
你也许说做得胜者就是胜过你的一些光景的环境。
That is true, but how does he do that?
这没有错, 但是我们怎么样做呢?
By realizing he can't do it.
我们是因为我们了解我们做不到才有可能。
The overcomer is really an undercomer.
一个得胜者, 他其实是一个做不到的。
He knows he can't make it, so he depends on the Lord.
他知道他做不到, 所以他才会依靠主。
May we learn to put off the old man,
让我们学习来脱去旧人,
and to put on the new man,
穿上新人。
And now, it will be your turn.
现在就是你们的。
We will not have the prophesying language meetings.
我们不会分开各个语言的聚会。
Because we wouldn't have a room to contain all the Chinese-speaking saints.
我们没有一个房间能够坐得下所有华语的弟兄姊妹。
So let's have some prayers.
我们有一些祷告。
And after, we will use the two PA systems, the two microphones.
然后我们用这两个麦克风。
And you can all come and testify. Now, if you are English speaking or Chinese speaking, don't worry.
你说英语说华语都可以。
If you're English speaking, our dear brother will make it short.
We'll
shorten it.
等一下我就会简短的为弟兄姊妹的见证做一个简短的翻译。
So let's have some prayers. 没有问题。